we mentioned in the first perek that we had a few machlekses between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer on the one hand versus Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer always held that we believe the woman if she has a claim which disagrees with the husband's claim. And they gave two reasons for that, which we explained before. Number one, because she has a chazokah of doing the right thing. And number two, because of the rule, Bori Veshema, Bori Odif. She has a definite claim, and the husband only has a perhaps claim. And therefore, we believe the definite claim, since she knows what happened, so we believe her more than the husband. We're now going to offer a third reason for that in order to introduce us to Mishnah base of this perek. And that is the concept of Migu. Migu is a very important concept in Shas, and that basically means as follows. If a man makes a claim to something in Beis Din, and he could have made a claim which would have been more advantageous for him, so he's believed for saying the less advantageous claim. Yes, since he could have made a better lie, and therefore, since he's not making the best lie for him, so we're going to believe him. For example, in the case we had before, he claimed that she was found not to be a basula, and the husband claimed that she had had relations since they got engaged. Sorry, the husband claimed that she had relations before they got engaged, and therefore when they got engaged, she had tricked him. Whereas she said, no, I did have relations, you're right, but it happened since we were engaged, so I still deserve my ksuba. So, there we apply the rule of migu. Why? Because she could have said, she admitted that she had done something illegal, and she had had relations when she wasn't allowed to. She could have said, why am I not a basula? Simply because I'm a mukas eitz. A mukas eitz is someone who is not a basula out of a result of an injury, not of having relations. So she has a migu that she could have made a better lie. The better lie would have been that she did not have relations. And why is that a better lie? Because a mukas eitz is still allowed to marry a kohen, whereas someone who has had relations before illegally is not. And therefore, over there, we apply the rule of migu, and therefore we believe her. However, and Rabbi Yeshua over there, he disagreed with the concept of migu because he holds that the concept of hamitzi mechaveir olav haraya, that you've got to bring the proof if you're the mitzi, if you're trying to get something from someone else, that beats the concept of migu. But now, Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree with the concept of migu in a case where you've got another very important rule in Shas. This is a great mesechta for concepts. And that is hapesha osar, hu hapesha hitir. And that rule is as follows. If someone said something, and through him saying that, he now makes himself chayav in something, or osar in something, and then he continues what he's saying, and what he says later on, now permits what he made chayav for himself, then he's believed. For example, the mission's going to give a case where I'm living in a field, and I say, you know what, I got someone to say, this was actually your father's field 5 years ago. So that is making me chayav, it should really belong to you, since you would have inherited it from your father, and it would belong to you. But then I say, oh, but I bought it from him. So I'm believed. Even if I don't bring a proof, I'm believed. Why? Because I'm the person who in the first place was making me chayv. And therefore I'm believed to make myself potter. Yeah, again, hapesha osar, the mouth, which is me here, the mouth which said I'm osar, I'm chayv to give it to you, since it was your father's, hu hapesha hitir. That's the mouth that can be believed to allow me to keep it, since I was the one who said in the first place that it should belong to you. Yeah, I didn't have to say that, and the fact that I said that, that means that I should be believed that I actually bought it from him. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you have that rule as well, then we apply the rule of migu. Because migu, not only does migu mean that you could have made a better claim, but migu, we also apply that if you could have made no claim. All the more so, you could have made no claim. In this case of Hapesha Osar, he didn't even have to say anything, and therefore he's believed. Let's see the case, and it will become clearer. Omeda Rabbi Yeshua agrees. But Omeda Chaver, with one who says to his friend, Sodazoi, this field, Shalavicha Isa, it belongs to your father, Ulakachti Amenu, but I bought it from him. Shehu Nemon, he's believed, even without bringing a proof. Why? Sheha Peshe Osar, hu Apeshe Hitir. Because the mouth which was Isar it, the mouth which said it was Osar, that was which part? That was the part where he said it belonged to your father in the past. Hu Apeshe Hitir. That's the same mouth which now allows me to keep it when I said Ulakachti Amenu, when I said I bought it from you. Yeah? Okay, so far simple. V'im yesh edim. However, if there are edim who come to him and say, Shehi shel ovu, that it was his father's, but hu amar, and then he says, Ulakachti Amenu, I bought it from him, Eino Nemon, he's not believed. Why? Because he was not the Peshe Osar. Someone else came along and said that, and this is like the cases in Perek Aleph, where Rabbi Yeshua would not agree with the case of Migu. Basically, to summarize, Rabbi Yeshua only agrees with the case of Migu, with the rule of Migu, if you could have said nothing, and then you said something. But if you only could have made a less advantageous claim, then you don't apply the rule of Migu. And therefore, in the previous perek, when he said, Rabbi Eliezer said you could have said that she was a mukas eight instead of saying she had relations. So there, Rabbi Yeshua holds we don't apply the rule of Migu, because she had to say something. She had to at least say she was a mukas eight. Whereas here, in this case, where he was saying it belonged to your father, there he could have kept quiet altogether, because no one came to him, and he could have kept quiet. And since he could have kept quiet, he nevertheless said something, so we apply the rule of hapesha osar hu hapesha hiter, and with that, we can apply the rule of migu in order to beat hamitzi mechaveiro